The Poets Bridge, originally built in 1884, costing approximately £155, which was donated by James Davis. Davis, who was an original board member, spent many hours in the park, and often thought how building a bridge halfway down the lake would prompt people to explore the park more. At that time, the lake extended down to what is now Goodwin Dell, and the path around the lake was no more than a grass track, probably impassable if wet, and certainly not suitable for mothers pushing prams. Few people would have ventured south of the bathing shed at the north end of the lake. The amount of money to build the bridge was beyond the means of the board, so Davis, along with his friend Richard Cock, decided to pool a sum of £10 and regularly entered the Tattersall's horse racing sweepstakes, costing £1 per ticket. They had some success with several small wins, but eventually their pot was gone. At that time, Richard Cock decided he would drop out of their little syndicate. Davis, however, continued to gamble and only 2 weeks later won a sweepstake, winning £500, which at that time was a small fortune. In 1883, £300 would have bought a substantial seven-room house. The winning horse in the sweepstake was called the Poet. In June 1883, with funds available, an advert was placed asking people to kindly submit designs for a bridge spanning the upper portion of the lake. The design by Henry Vere Barclay was chosen from 8 submitted. Mr. Hooker was selected as the contractor to build the bridge, assisted by carpenter, Mr. Campbell, painter, Mr. Bellringer, and Mr. Reveller Blacksmith. The construction of the bridge was supervised by Vere Barclay, and was completed by early March 1884. The opening ceremony took place on the evening of March 10, with a lot of fanfare. A flagpole adorned with bunting was erected by the lake, opposite the bathing shed. The bathing shed was illuminated with Chinese lanterns, which were also suspended from the bridge. The mayoress, Mrs. Bailey, in front of a large crowd, performed the official honors, and said, "It gives me great pleasure to declare the bridge now open to the public, and I have to express the wish that the bridge be named the Poet's Bridge." Following the opening, the officials went to an area near the bathing shed and were entertained by a brass band, a fireworks display, and a group of volunteers who performed a gun volley. The original bridge survived until 1936, at which time it was deemed unsafe and closed to the public. It was replaced in 1938 with money from the Charles Score Sanders bequest, and still stands today. The current design, which is similar to the original bridge, was drafted by the borough engineer, Mr. Clark. The building contractor selected to build the bridge was Frank Whittaker, who unfortunately died of a heart attack on the bridge during its construction. The committee could not decide what color to paint the new bridge, so asked the public for suggestions. The color adopted came from a gentleman who had recently returned from Japan. He suggested using the same color that he had seen on the Shinkyo Bridge at Nikkō, Japan. As far as the author is aware, the bridge has remained red since then.